This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Much has been made today of the fact that that 6.1% unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since September 2008 and the demise of Lehman Brothers, which is both good and something of a milestone. Question is, though, is a 6.1% jobless rate then the same as a 6.1% jobless rate now? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that slice of the job story.
We've now got back all the millions of jobs we lost in the recession, though that's not so impressive when you consider millions of people grew up and needed new jobs, says economist Harry Holzer at Georgetown University.
The fact that we've caught up with a number that existed 6.5 years ago, when the population and the labor force have grown way beyond that point, we're still in a jobs hole.
Plus, a lot of the new jobs are in low-paid industries like retail and restaurants. On the other hand, Holzer's optimistic some well-paying middle-class jobs will come back as employers see the recovery is here to stay. Darlene Miller runs Permac Industries Precision Manufacturing outside Minneapolis. The company laid off dozens of workers in the recession. Now she's back up to 30 employees and looking to hire a few more. And are things back to good for her again?
No, I would say the economy is slowly progressing. I wouldn't say we're back to pre-2009, but we are seeing improvement.
Jeff Kravitz, investment manager at U.S. Bank, does see Americans returning to pre-recession optimism.
They see that their portfolios have recovered, their homes have come back in value significantly. So they're feeling a bit wealthier. It really bodes well for like a nice, steady recovery.
And he says the economy's on sounder footing this time around, without all the overborrowing that sent us into the tank. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.